Mrs. Wood, from Beldor. Now, Mrs. Wood, what was your maiden name?
Hansbrough.
Where did you live in the mountains?
All up to the
mountains. Well, it's right at the foot of the mountain, foot of Simmons Gap.
Oh, great. Now, you said your family, you lived with your uncle, right?
Well, no, we lived on your uncle's place.
On your uncle's place. How big a property was that?
Oh, he had, I don't understand himself. I never heard that joke. Oh, yeah, that's like 300 acres.
300 acres?
I made them all. I mean, the mountain land, though.
Yeah.
But he lived on another place then, and put him up back over him.
Sit right here.
So he had two places then?
No, he rented one place.
He rented the place that he lived on.
But he just didn't let his sister sell his place in. They gave him a good chance on this other place, and he just stayed there. It was hard hour and popped out, and it was good to him. He didn't move. He had a good chance there. Just seen after cattle and stuff.
Oh, then he helped take care of some of the cattle that came up from the valley?
That's right.
How did those cattle come up? In which way? Which route?
Up this little gap up here, up the road further. Drove them to drive them up. There's no road the park has now. The old road just come up through there. Yeah. So down to where Allen Ford comes through.
And drive
the cattle up.
Okay. Were some of those Alan Patterson's fathers?
No, that's a father. Now, that's what they do. Patterson's all up here. Down Ford, the brothers, that's very good.
Then there was good bluegrass up there.
Oh, man. It's all everywhere. See all these, most everybody in the valley owns a place up here. On the Mountain Bookie Farm.
Yeah.
Down in the section. Owned a base farm up there. And passed the cattle and always put a man on place. See, he has the cattle. They give him a chance.
How far was that grazing land? It started at around Swift Run Gap, or?
No, it was all the way through. You take away the big meadows.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a thunder level.
Yeah, there was big meadows.
Whole top of the mountain was cleared, you know, through traveling. I don't know how many families live in the park altogether.
Quite a few. Now, were there orchards up there?
Oh, yeah. All of that fruit.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they didn't run a store. They didn't go to the store like I do today. They just drove their stuff and they had plenty.
Such as, what did they have? Chickens?
Chickens.
Hogs?
You don't call that.
Did they have horses?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Some of them had maybe three or four, some two, some did maybe one.
Now, these horses were used for plowing.
Yeah, and for the hauling timber up to town. The extract wood stuff, bark, and stuff like that.
Okay, so they did do some lumbering.
Oh, yeah. See, they done that too when they were busy in crops, they worked in timber and stuff.
All right, where would they take it?
Take it to elk. It used to be a tannery in elk.
Yeah.
The extract wood bark, and sometimes the little stuff, that railroad side down near the Bullmark plant there, was the place that was out and up to Allen Ford.
All right, now, the lumber was used for railroad ties.
That's right.
Right, okay.
Other things, some of it hauled away, some of it shipped away at Veneering loads. I know Veneering loads be shipped away. Load them on boxcar. That'd be top load.
Okay, now, with their vegetables, what kind of vegetables were grown?
Most all kinds, just like you do now, potatoes and cabbage and onions and most anything. Most anything you grow now.
How about tomatoes?
Oh, they grow them too, yeah, most anything.
Rhubarb?
Oh, yeah, that was one of the old dishes. They always, most of the other family had a row of rhubarb in the garden most of the time.
Uh-huh. would they keep the vegetables over the winter?
Well, they'd, if they didn't have a baby,
bury the cabbage in the ground.
They turn, pull the cabbage up and turn it down, turn the head down, you know, and put dirt all around over it and let the stalks stick up. You didn't cut the stalk off. And then when the cabbage come out of the sweeter, now you get out of the stove. But say that it wouldn't
you didn't dig a trench.
You dig a little trench and you kind of bed them, you know, put one there and then find another rope over there close beside it. You kind of have a bed of them, you know.
I get it. But,
And the potatoes, the apples, they they bury them. You can bury anything like in the ground. It's the same skill. It'll keep just, not as handy, but it'll keep the same as in a cellar or a place like that. If you fix that.
Was the ground very rocky?
Some places, yes, some places it was. Yes, it was some worse than others, that's what it was.
Yeah, right. Okay, now, with the rocks, did they plant an ear of corn or a kernel of corn next to a rock, or did they remove the rock?
Well, some places, there's big rocks that work around that rock where you go. If there's any way to move it, there's a lot of old rocks off fields and stuff. The people did.
Yeah.
Because they said it was lazy. But Lord, I can take you and show you a lot of rocks that haul off, you know, and get them off of there.
Did they make stone fences out of them?
Yes, ma'am. They made stone fences.
Were there many stone masons in this area?
Not too many, but Solomon knew where he used to lay rock. At that time, there wasn't too many masons around here. Now I got a nephew's a mason.
That's okay, I can get it.
And I hope we'll take you down the road.
I'm wondering, were the families large? Like, did they have many children?
Well, but some big families. Some had more kids than others, but there's big families of them. Some maybe had many as 8 children, and then some of them below. It wasn't that many big families.
Did they use a doctor when a baby was born, or midwives?
Well, way back a little bit ahead of my time, they probably used midwife more than just doctor, you know.
Yeah.
Back in, say, my time, I was a doctor.
Yeah.
And my time, I was 66 years old.
Okay.
Most doctors did.
Yeah. The doctors came from Elston.
Right.
Yeah. God made it.
Yeah, you're ruining your granddaddy's tape. were there any childhood diseases that you know of in particular?
No, that's the hoop-cold, something like that.
Yeah.
Hoop-cold, something like that.
Do you know of any... do you know of any herbs that the people use? Mrs. Wood, do you recall any of the herbs that the people used?
No, that I don't. Must be just, I've heard talk of buttonweed for kidneys and stuff like that.
Buttonweed?
I've heard talk that we kept an old man here with us one time. And he used that for his kidneys.
What did he do? Make a tea out of it?
But I was part of great food.
Yeah.
I've been new, the kids sometimes, the eyes get sore or something other than. They make a tea out of sassafras root or something other. Just wash your eye in.
Yeah.
Then the thing's done all right. I get to talk about that.
When you had a cold, what did your mother do? What did she give you?
Well, most times she'd make her poultice and put on your chest or something. Down.
A poultice of what?
They used lard and
take lard, turpentine, and coal oil makeup and rub it with it. That's what I used for my first children.
Okay. Did you ever take turpentine and sugar for a cough?
No, I never did get to mine.
Did you hear of it being used?
I've heard of it, but I never did.
I've taken it to lard.
Yeah, does it hurt? Does it help?
It seems like it did, because I remember when I was a kid, but I take a little bit. Mother did put a drop to it.
Yeah. It's surprising that apparently it did work, didn't it? Yeah. How about friends when you were a child? Were the homes fairly close, or about were they about as they are now?
Well, now you take care where I live at just a second. Yeah, but like where they are now. I mean, now these couple homes, but there was a home here where I said, well, this wild is, but the kids is doing a couple homes down below there. But then there was another house up at the other place, which is gone now. And then they were a little bit thicker than they are now, because a few of them, one of them got burned down, and a few of them got out of it, you know. And people visit one another more than they do now.
Yeah.
We talk and visit one another.
If you visited somebody and they were busy doing things like stringing beans or something like that, what did you do?
Get in and I'd help them.
You did?
They used to have beans, have beans strained at night to get a whole lot of beans though, and have beans strained at nighttime.
Sure, yeah.
The ladies would all come in and help them up.
Yeah.
Have a big beer, a big time out of the same way we shuck the corn stuff.
Sure.
You used to gather corn, shuck corn, you know, men folks.
If people came to visit and you were out working in the garden, did you stop?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Now, how about apple butter boiling? Did you make any apple butter?
Oh, yes. Made more apple butter than you now. I mean, that's plenty of apples to make it out of, but now you don't. You have to go to orchard, get them.
Yeah.
It costs quite a bit more than I make out for a new fish.
Did you make a party out of it?
Oh, most time, they would pour water, and then after it was on at nighttime, and they would go, and they'd have to figure out what it was like that.
Did they play any music?
Sometimes.
Did they do any dancing?
Maybe once in a while, maybe with a guy could dance, but could dance, maybe have one guy maybe dance.
Yeah.
Somebody play the band, they dance.
How about, did they, anyone bring any moonshine along?
No, I was that.
No?
No, when I was around.
The reason I asked in the central section, they made a real whopping power beer.
Oh, yeah. Now we never did have nothing like the party. We didn't have nothing like that. My mother used to make it, and her mother made our party. And we never had no party in the culture. Well, the youngsters, the youngsters gathered there too. The old family would go with the old folks. And that's the apple.
Did you get a kiss if you touched the side of the kettle?
No, I didn't.
No? No?
I never stared at that mother.
Did you know if they did do that?
I get laughed to say about it. I know I've never seen one want to do it.
Okay. How about it when you were shucking corn, if somebody got a red ear?
I never saw. I hear my father say this. They used to have corn shuckers, and the person got a red ear corn, but get a drink of whiskey, but we never had nothing like that when I grew up. All the folks on the head of me,
Where was the school that you went to?
Up there, roadside school. The building's up there, yes.
Was it far away?
No, about a half mile away.
Oh, that wasn't bad. Was that for 7 months of the year, or?
9 months we had school in.
9 months.
Was that right, Mother?
9 months.
I don't get wrong.
9 months. And it went through 8th grade or?
7th grade.
7th grade. You are very fortunate. Very fortunate. And you went to the same school? How far was it for you to walk?
Five miles.
Well, that wasn't bad then. Even in the winter, you could make that, couldn't you?
Well, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
They try to have schools where what people didn't have to go to for her.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have trying to say it like you now. But see, they had another school over here, small school over here, between that Swift Run. Then you had a school Swift Run over there. So we had them, so it wouldn't be too far apart with people.
Great. Well, now, did you wear those little sort of metal things around your heels? Sort of like a little pony horseshoe?
He wanted to go.
Yeah.
I've seen him wear them. I don't think, I don't know if he'd wear any, but I don't think. But Dick Karen used to wear them.
Uh-huh.
They put them on there mostly for keeping running the shoe open.
Yeah, right. And also they helped climbing mountains, didn't they?
I don't know what they did get pretty slick back at it, like a horseshoe.
Yeah.
But they wear in the shoe heel, it wouldn't run over as much.
Yeah.
I didn't wear in those shoe heels.
Did you wear shoes all year round?
Yes, ma'am.
You did?
Oh, until I was, not when I was a small boy, I didn't.
No.
Get up, and we get up in the road, big enough to do some work, you most had to wear shoes. You
know? Oh, sure. But when you were a little boy, you wore shoes only in the winter?
That's right.
Sure, yeah. And so...
Listen, I was going to church or something. I was playing around home. I always liked to go barefoot when I was a small kid.
Yeah. You didn't worry about snakes?
I never did care too. It seemed to me I'm more afraid of snakes now than I was back there in the childhood day.
Where was your nearest store?
Down near the...
Oh, there was a store in Melbourne.
Yeah, two stores on one down.
Uh-huh. Now, would you take produce there and sell it?
Take Abe's stuff, yes, ma'am. And I never had to, let's see. There's some of them stores bought chicken, then they take them off the produce place, didn't they, Lily? Don't get nothing wrong. Some of them stores bought chicken, then they take them, and they take them to the produce place, then they help them. That's where you take chickens, they buy eggs, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Did he give you money for it or credit?
Most time it would get the groceries and any money and any left over. I mean, back out of the eggs, something is always sent back home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kids most time take the egg baskets.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever sell any hams there? Yeah.
Ham? Hams. No, I wouldn't. These stores down here was that building where
you mean ham?
Yeah.
We eat our ham.
I don't sell any ham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Matters used to buy hams for a front over there. But
mm-hmm.
These stores down here a little bit, you know, my father and them dealt with them. But after we got big enough, the stores, you know, got away. And
how about, did you raise any buckwheat or rye?
Oh, yes, and wheat.
And wheat. Where would you take that to be ground?
The Elkton Mill.
That was quite a distance.
Yeah.
You would have a horse and wagon?
Sometimes we used to get two more mills above the, up the river there. We used to go to and cross the ferry and go to the river. I did about an hour and four. I had a ferry boat to pull the team on to take one of those mills. I think that's on down. Done away with it. Mom's gonna make sweater. I'm gonna soon get over this right now.
All right, now, did you pay the miller or did he take?
He takes that out of it.
About 10% was it?
It wasn't too much. I really forgot how much it was then.
Now, did you ever pick huckleberries?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How much did you get for those?
I really forgot, but not too much.
Yeah. Around 15 cents a gallon?
I imagine so, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
About 20, maybe.
Yeah. It was a lot of work, wasn't it?
It was plenty of it at one time.
Yeah. Did you ever know of any people that delivered deliberately set fires to make sure they'd have huckleberries. There were definitely people that did, and I don't know whether they did it down here or not.
It made
sense to set the fires because then you were sure of huckleberries.
I know they used to go mountain juice burn over a lot, but I don't know what anybody said. Some lady said that or what.
Yeah.
But they would burn over all they start way back and come through some times burn over.
Were you ever afraid of fires?
Yeah.
Getting your house on fire?
You mean fire burning?
Yeah.
Nah, not from here. Over the woods, I would be afraid of. Way they've done then, most of the, see, the park didn't have no land in it, and people own private land, own the land that far again as far as come up. This land back in here, it used to call it Big Survey.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come where the land was to, they'd park back again as far.
I guess. Mm-hmm. What were your particular chores when you were a boy?
One certain thing, I mean, have different jobs. Some days you're doing one thing, next day I'll be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe plow, and sometimes burn grapes, grub.
Chopping wood?
Yeah.
Did you let your cattle just sort of roam around with a bell on? Or did you keep them fenced in?
Kept them fenced in. Most of everybody kept the cattle fenced in then. They may put a bell too long, one or two of them, you know, at the diggy out didn't know or something like that.
Yeah.
But they kept that fence and do that.
Yeah.
Rail fence, a good fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. How about fun? What did you do for fun? You didn't work all the time.
Oh, we played some kind of games, play ball, and something like to do now. I don't know. Never played no baseball, but.
Marble?
Yeah, I know what you good on marbles.
Mm-hmm.
But it played in quite a bit.
Yeah. Pitch horseshoes?
That's right.
Did you ever pitch rocks?
No.
Flat rocks?
No.
You always had horseshoes available. You were lucky. You had things made easy. How about practical jokes? Did anybody play any practical jokes on anyone?
Oh, I guess it would. I mean, you get sometimes at nighttime, it's, you know, you're on the road to scare you or something at night.
Lots of planning for that, right?
If it could, sometimes.
Did you ever see the reaction when strangers came in here? Or not just in here, but anywhere in the mountains, if they went up into the mountains, what was the reaction of people to these strangers?
Well, I mean, I've been to places myself, and I'd be a stranger, but it always nice to me, you know what I mean, when I went there, tell them who it was. Uh-huh. And some of these people back on the mountains, I wouldn't know, would go back there and tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
you were accepted all right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you. You have misplaced another myth. If you were at somebody's home visiting and it was meal time, what happened?
They'd always want you to come and eat with them.
Okay, so there was always ample food?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They had plenty. I beat back down the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And they had plenty when I was there. You know, it's like I told you, what they fed with mostly would be what you grow.
Sure. Right.
And that's actually better than what them does store today, some of them.
Sure. Right.
Other can.
Were the cabbages big?
Oh, yes. Quite a good size. It suits the cabbage up on that top mountaintop better than it does down here.
Yeah.
Look cool and good, right?
I know, they sure seem to, right. Did anybody eat beef?
Beef cattle, oh yeah, they killed cattle.
How would they keep them over the way?
Back then, the winters,
Did the women sell any of their butter? Did they make enough butter to sell it?
Well, I don't know, my wife asked my wife that. Did they take butter to store that much stuff? We didn't.
Some people sold cream. Mm-hmm. They had a way to get cream out. You know, there used to be a cream shop come up in here. And some people just sell a pound of butter
to the neighbor or something like that. They'll give you a pound of butter.
My mother used to make butter, but she just give it out to people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I didn't have any.
That's the way they worked at lots of times. You know, the cows be different times of being pregnant. This neighbor may be getting more milk. The cows will come with me to swap around.
Sure, she right. Yeah. How did you two meet?
Well, we lived right inside of one another.
You did?
went to school together.
That was great, wasn't it? Yeah. So you didn't have to really hunt around.
Well, yeah.
Was it a very quiet wedding, or? Yeah.
No, we just.
Pretty quiet.
I just went
to a wedding Saturday, and my granddaughter got married. It was a big wedding.
Yeah.
I was up to Harrisburg.
Yeah. They did it quite a bit differently then, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm going to get on a very gloomy subject, but it's one I should know about. When somebody died, I'm talking about back when you were a little boy. When somebody died, did they do any embalming?
No.
On back for too many years ago, no, they did. I would say 50 or 60 years ago, I was going to be in this bomb.
So then when it came time for the funeral, would everybody stay right there at the grave site until the person was buried?
They stay there more than they do now.
Yeah. It showed respect.
Okay. And they when anybody died back then.
From what I can remember, people used to go to your house and stuff all night long.
That's what I should tell them.
A couple of nights, you know, they lay the body out at your home and they didn't take it back to the
funeral. Go in and help the family or take food stuff in.
Yeah.
But people were closer then than they are now.
Yeah, they were. Did they use homemade coffins, or did they buy the coffins?
Bought them. But I had no two to be made.
Grain coffin, most times.
What?
This grain coffin.
No, but she talked about the. Mama, she talked about the coffin.
Huh?
She talked about the coffin.
Oh, I thought
she talked about the coffin.
Did they use monuments or rocks?
Rocks.
Did they inscribe on the rocks?
Yes, ma'am.
They did.
Then no.
Good.
Then they take it off that. Most times they take it off that and get tombstones and tombstone work. Up in the cemetery, yes, since then. Some people that die, women that die. One soldier there, and God was furnished him a stone there in the cemetery. And get back in the Civil War.
Did many of the people go into the Civil War, do you know?
I wouldn't know. I guess quite a few did. My grandfather, he died from getting smallpox in the Civil War. My father told him.
Mm-hmm.
He got smallpox killed.
Oh, boy. It sort of makes, since they didn't get newspapers, it makes you wonder how they knew about the war. But I guess going down to the stores, they would hear. Did people stand around and gossip at the stores?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a kind of a hangout place on bad days or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. Right. you celebrate Christmas?
Oh, we didn't get as much as you do now, but I think people appreciate it more than then than they do now. Right. I think they get too much all along now, and
yeah.
When Christmas time comes,
yeah.
They don't appreciate it as well.
No, they don't, but you did get something.
Oh, yes.
You did. Were you able to exchange gifts to Christmas?
Well, not for like giving everybody a
no.
gift. Like, well, see, when I started having kids, and I like mom and papa, when I was got married, I'd always get them a little something better, something like that, but not my brothers and all that.
No.
Uh-huh. But, well, people back there then didn't go for that stuff like they do now.
No, I know.
Oh, they appreciate it more. Kids do that all
their night. Children didn't get stuff like they do now either.
No.
They'd get a little something or other, and that's all. One little toy or something.
Sure.
That was all.
Did you do the Kris Kringlers here?
They did that more than they do now.
Yeah, they don't do that at all.
No.
That was fun.
Fix up time to fool somebody.
Sure. Did you shoot off firecrackers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And did the adults have moonshine?
Some of them may have some.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your father, no father knows.
My daddy really didn't drink enough to prove
that. He doesn't prove nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, quite a number of people did in this area. At least.
Yes, some would, some wouldn't.
Yes,
that's like they are now. Some will fool with, some don't.
That's right, yeah. But you had some very good some hollows that made some very good moonshine. Very pure moonshine, didn't you? Smoke hollow and bacon hollow?
That's over on the other side of the mountain where I'm.
That's right.
It's true, but I've always had to do it over there. Yes, for outside, yeah. It wasn't too much whiskey made in our hall here. Since I've been big enough to remember, not too much.
No.
Not like some places.
Yeah.
Or somebody may make enough to, you know, you make them take a couple of barrels, make them something to drink on, keep it.
Sure.
Maybe,
yeah. Did you make any wine?
I never made a bit of wine in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went wrong. I tried to make a little bit one time, I ain't told me, but it wasn't no good.
Okay. You used it for vinegar then.
It wasn't no can. I won't tell a story of what I went to.
How would you get in touch with the doctor if you really needed him?
Ride a horse, telephone coming in. That's years ago, you had to ride a horse.
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
But we had telephone in doing when I was a kid, boy, growing up.
You did?
Call the doctor.
Mm-hmm. All right, and he would come right away then, morning, noon, or night. Okay, great.
Come out more so than you will now. All right, get him out now. Is that a good way
he
to go?
Come out. They won't come.
That's a good way to go now, but you can't get him out.
Were there many tourists before the park took over?
Well, no, not like there are now. I mean,
no, but there were some, weren't there?
Some.
What was the reaction to them? Did you like them at all?
Well, what I've seen them, it seems to be all right. Some people was doing. We had a bunch called gypsies one time to go through.
You didn't? Really?
Yeah, you had to go gypsies that horse and all.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. When would you give me an idea what it looked like up at the top? I know you said there was bluegrass all along the top of the mountain. Were there many trees up there?
Not where the grain field was.
No, they were kept clear by the tenant farmers,
yeah.
Right?
Cattle kept eating the bushes down.
Yeah. And the people that did the logging and the stripping of the bark, did they take that from anywhere in the mountains?
They'd take it out of the forest, where the forest See, they had a certain boundary of cleared land and then have forest.
Yeah.
To work through.
I'm just trying to visualize what it looks like, say 40 years ago up there. Could you?
It was,
what do you mean, up on the styling path?
Yeah.
You can't see them, the bush and trees now, you can see cattle.
Yeah.
Bluegrass, pretty bluegrass and all that. Okay. Whitehead cattle will be laying up in the field. It'll look a lot better than it does now.
Yeah.
But,
you can see further, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody have sheep?
Yeah, my uncle did.
My uncle had sheep.
He did? Did you do any weeding?
Yeah.
Using
my grandmother a long time ago when I was little, I can remember her doing it, but I never did.
But they did do
my grandmother used to be some of them.
Uh-huh.
But I was real small. I can remember a little bit of it, but not much.
How about clothes? Did your mother make your clothes?
No, she didn't do much sewing. She made quilts, that's better all.
So you bought your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the money come from?
Oh, so they raise a chicken, calves, that's my
thing. Our dad would paint, he would paint.
Okay, great. So he would leave the mountain and go down and paint people's houses?
Oh, he'd paint, yeah, paint houses.
Well, they often paint when you got time, you know. Like I told you, when it gets crops grown, there'd be slack times and they'd do something else. Like I said, well, I was going to work in a timber.
Yeah.
They'd work timber, slack times. When you had to work the crops to keep it that, so we got that's the corn and stuff, all the coal they buy, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and then people didn't wear a hat as many clothes they had today.
No. No, they didn't.
No, you didn't have to. Well, if you had just three or four dresses.
I don't want this to be in the street or not.
Dress, wear the shirt, and that's all every day.
But you got anything? Got any more important to ask him, and we'll both sign off here. What do you think?
I have one more question to ask. What time did you get up in the morning?
Now?
No, then.
One of my father told me sometime it was early.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was close. Well, the biggest run the yard at the time before daylight. Because when you ever start to work?
Yeah.
And like when you said a while ago, said the people's legs, I said they ain't but.
Okay, but you didn't put that on the tape, my friend.
I did.
No.
It's on now, ain't it?
Yes, it is. So you worked hard, right?
That's right, all my life.
You'd work morning, until it was dark when you got up, you said?
Before daylight, most of the time, if you had something to do, you know, you had people work long hours then.
Yeah. Okay, and you spent at night?
Well, people go to bed early at night.
At night, you felt like going to bed. When I was a boy, I felt like hitting or going to bed. I mean, after I ate my supper, it wasn't long before I went to bed.
Yeah.
Not now to step half the night.
Sure.
And,
okay.
Then I can get up early in the morning. I felt like getting up.
Sure. You know, I know you're in a hurry to get out, and I just wanted to say I thank you very, very, very much. There's only one thing I do want to do. Now, what was it that you were saying, Mr. Wood?
I said you could go away from your home then, and you didn't have to lock up and lock like you do now and watch your home keeping people be coming in burglars,
right.
Stealing and all. Right. We didn't have half of it then you got now.
No. Did you have a lock on your door?
Well, we generally ever put a lock on the door, mother and them don't care, do the lock.
Okay.
Most every home didn't lock up. You could go back to home and want to buy a home. You could knock on the door at home, but you could open the door if you want to and went in, but nobody didn't do it.
Okay.
But now you got to.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. So would you describe in a few words what kind of people they were? Would you mind saying in a few words what kind of people they were?
Back then, there were good, honest people, hard-working people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were honest.
Would they have accepted welfare if there were welfare?
I would doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it.
independent then.
That's right.
They knew how to take care of themselves. I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.